Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
Remix to my place.
Remix.
I had to do it. So check it out. This is for the band. Monstrous Radio. Y'all ready?
Monday. So you know how we do it. We're going to get the week going, get y'all ready, and we're going to make it do what it do. So you know, we are here by God's plan. So check it out. We're going to start it out today with this Drake. After this, we're going to come back, open up the lines. I got Unbelievable. I'm going to tell you about my trip to Paris. Stick with it. Monstrous Monday. You know how we do it. Ooh, 424. 243-9619. You gotta press one of your monsters, though. Let's go. Let's get it. I'm ready.
I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you loving on me. I don't wanna die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. Don't tell the story, shit was different with me. God's plan, God's plan. I hold back, sometimes I won't, yeah. I feel good, sometimes I don't, hey, no. I finesse down Western Road, hey, next. Might go down to G-O-D, yeah, wait, yeah. I go hard on Southside G, yeah, wait, yeah. I make sure that Northside E. And still, bad things, it's a lot of bad things that they wish and 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 on me. Yeah. She say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry. 50 dub, I even got it tatted on me. 81, they'll bring the crashers to the party. And you know me, turn the 02 into the 03, dawg. Without 40 Ollie, there be no me. Imagine if I never met the broskies. God's plan, God's plan. I can't do this on my own, hey, no, hey. Someone watching this shit close, yeah, close. I've been me since Scarlet Road, hey, bro, hey.
G-O-D, yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G, hey, wait. I make sure that Northside E, yeah. And still.
Monstrous Monday. Monstrous Radio Live. You know how we do it. You know the number. Hit or stop. All right, let me go ahead and get this week started so y'all can get y'all Wu-Tang on, get y'all sexy on. So many things to do throughout the week with Karma Cafe, Wet Wet Wednesday. We ain't even ready to take over Tuesday yet. That's God's plan. So let me go over and see what's up with Miss Unbelievable. You with me tonight, mama? Hello?
Hey, what a do? What's up? The world traveler. Hey, now. Hey, y'all. Ow.
So, oh, man, what's been good? Hey, it's been a hot little minute. I know things have been busy. But we're back here with y'all, live and in full effect. I ain't know what to say there. I just had to go old school on y'all. You know, that's old school, live in full effect. You know what I mean? We wrecked in effect.
Uh-huh.
that's that OG talk. Some of y'all are like, what is he talking about? That's a foreign language. No, that's real
what's,
deal.
What's
deal
the,
right there?
What's a wreck? What's a fact? What's a who? What's a what? God's plan. Okay, yeah. Got it.
Right. So, let's see. So, we got some things coming up throughout the week. Still got to tell you guys a little bit about my trip to Paris. Get in to Paris, France.
Yeah.
I'll tell y'all a little bit about that. Got some video drops. Got some pictures for you guys to check out. All kinds of things. You know, hey, we're just going to keep it monstrous. So, let's see. What's some things that we got going on coming up tonight? So, I know we got the Who's Bumping Who's Getting Fat. We got the Monstrous Radio Weather Report. Oh, I feel like, I'm back at it, and there's just so much to do.
Oh, yes. Always. Oh, my gosh. And this weather, I don't want to talk about it. I don't even want to even do the weather report. It is just foul. I'm just saying, winter is not being nice right now.
Right. Hey, it's so finicky out there. I think Prince was right. I think we might actually get some purple rain. I'm just saying, it's so funky around here with this weather in the Twin Cities.
Man.
We might actually get some purple rain.
I don't know. You know what? It wouldn't put past me what we get. Purple rain, pink rain, it's going to rain, snow, hail, sleet all week. This is some crazy BS in Minnesota. We got bipolar weather. So if you know anyone who is bipolar, I'm sorry. I will never talk about you again. But this bipolar weather, Jesus, I can't even deal. I'm like, where's the next plane ticket out to where? Dubai? Okay. Dubai, that stays hot all the time. Dubai, here I come.
Well, next time I run into somebody bipolar, I'm going to smack the shit out of you. You need to tell you get it together and tell your weather friends to get it together, too. You need to call somebody. Work that shit out.
Absolutely. Well, wait, E, I got one more thing. Do you know that this has been the coldest season on record since the 1800s?
Oh, wow. It's been that bad? I don't know. I've been out of town.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know.
I wasn't here, but it's been that bad.
Coldest. 1800. We are sitting at 15 mm-hmm. degrees in April. 16th with snow on the way. Get the hell up out of here.
Well, there's your boss's urban weather report. Right there in a nutshell, in that order.
All day.
Get that out of here. All right, make sure you guys call us up and let us know what's the weather like in your neighborhood. Get in 424-243-9649, but you got to press 1. So, I mean, what's some other things that's been going on? How was your weekend? Did you have a good weekend?
No. No. Because, no. Hell to the no-no and to the double no. Okay, so all those who know this weather, it has kicked your allergies up. Why? Because the cold has captured all the sun and all the leaves and the pollen that was coming for the spring that we did have. So now it's up in the air. So now it's with allergens. It's sitting there like, can something just evaporate so we can have some clean air? Yeah, no. So all weekend, not just me, but everyone I know, sick, can't breathe, can't, you know, blowing, wasting tissue after tissue after tissue, Benadryl ain't working, and a histamine ain't working, no spray ain't working. Yes, I'm playing it. This ain't Tuesday. This ain't Takeover Tuesday. It's Monster is Monday. But yeah, no, hope yours was great.
Well, damn, is that how you feel?
Yes.
Well,
I'm just saying.
We're going to break this up a little bit. We're going to throw in some music. Check it out, y'all. Monster Jay Rogers, you know, we're out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, as we call Petty City. You dig? Around here tonight. this is Pat from the Twin Cities. Bam, bam. Well, damn.
Monster
Monday.
And there's more.
Yeah.
Come back. I ain't done. Monsters Monday.
Yeah.
How's your weekend?
Yeah.
Call us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa. Whoa. Yeah. Bam bam. Yeah. Bam bam. Woo. Fake money flip like Van Dam.
Bitch.
Bitches be calling me Cam Cam.
Bitch.
Black bandana, that's bam bam.
Yeah.
Bam bam. Bam bam.
Bam.
Out in LA like a ram.
Bam.
She do this bitch on the cam.
Yeah.
I post the shit on the gram.
Bam.
Always got a black bandana. Yeah.
Whoa.
Got the jewels like Santana. Huh.
Yeah.
Got my attitude from my grandma.
Grandma.
Bam, bam, first
hey.
Name, bandana.
Hey.
Finally found something that I'm good at.
I'm good at.
Don't like classy girls, I like her ass.
Yeah.
Hey, chillin' with your wifey, I'm just spittin' facts.
Your wifey.
You don't gotta like me, still got the racks. Yeah, and my new bitch is the bomb. I'ma just call her Osama.
Hey,
just for the bitch named Michelle. Guess you could call me Obama. Hey, she be smelling like Chanel and she get neck like a llama.
Hey.
Pull up in that all black, like I'm reppin' Wakanda.
Hey.
Bitch got me harder than bamboo. I'ma go swimming like Shamu.
Swimming.
Doing shit that you can't do.
Hey.
Plug on me so it came through.
Yeah.
Plug walking like Rich the Kid.
Bitch.
You niggas still smoking Miz.
Wow.
Models trying to have my kid.
Yeah.
She told me slide, so
yeah.
I slid. My bitch too bad, you can't handle her.
Handle
I break her heart, yeah, damage her.
Damage
I got codeine in the canister.
Yeah.
Out in the hills with my manager.
Wow.
Crossing days off the calendar. Better days ahead. Black bandana, that's what's on my head. Price going up, got a bad chick in my bed.
My bed.
Name in your mouth, I replace that shit with lead. Ask me for a handout, I delete the thread.
Ooh.
Wanna link with me now,
used to want me dead.
Dinner time, I'ma need a steak. Hopping and whipping to celebrate. I drop a hit, then we celebrate.
Wow.
Life is so stressful, I need a break.
Yeah.
Virginia black, I don't need a chase. Hit from the back on the first day. We going up on a Tuesday, then do it again on a Thursday.
Bam, 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 bam.
Flip like Van Dam, bitches be calling me Cam Cam. Black bandana, that's Bam Bam.
Yeah.
Bam Bam, Bam Bam.
Yeah.
Out in LA like a ram.
Yeah.
She do this bitch on the cam.
Yeah.
I post the shit on the gram. Always got a black bandana. Yeah, now I got the jewels like Santana. Huh.
Yeah.
Got my attitude from my grandma.
Grandma.
Bam Bam, first name bandana. Killing shit again. Killing shit again. Yeah. Oh, oh. Bam, bam. Yeah. Pull up with a bad bitch. Pull up with a bad bitch. Killing shit again. Always got a black bitch. Yeah. I got the joy like a Santa. I got the joy like a dirt.
That's packed from the Twin Cities. That's a new guy I'm trying to show at y'all. Music. Hot music. Always on. Alright, here we go. Here we go. So I think we're into hot new music. Check it out. This is something new. It's called Tiski. Called Red Button. Monsters Radio Live. This should be on Karma Cafe. But we're going to introduce it tonight.
Please do not hit up my phone when you see he can't do you like I do. Please do not hit up my phone, baby, I'm not gonna chase you. Please do not hit up my phone.
Monsters Monday.
You gon' get the red button. You gon' get the red button. Quit lying, get off my line. You gon' get the red button. You gon' get the red button. You was with, they left you in the dirt, huh? Them bitches you was with, they left you hanging out the dry. And now you blowing up a bigger phone, thinking I'ma come and save you. Ooh. And I remember the words you said when you told me I was out of my head. Because I'm back on my shenanigans. And deep down I know it burn you. Because I do a lot of shenanigans. And don't none of it concern you. And he tells you that he loves you and he really shows it. Try to rub it in my face, but it is. You know that it's gone with the wind. Tombstone, graveyard. Could've had it all at the end. If you just play your cards right. Well, maybe next time you'll get it. Cause it's the red button I'm hitting. Guess your plan just ran out of minutes. Please do not hit up my phone when that replace you. Please do not hit up my phone when you see he can't do you like I do. Please do not hit up my phone, baby, I'm not gonna chase you. Please do not hit up my phone. Cause you gon' get the red button. You gon' get the red button. You gon' get the red button. Quit lying, get off my line. You gon' get the red button. You gon' get the red button. You gon' get the red button. Quit lying, get off my. Seriously, are you trying to make a comeback? Bad, bad. Doing all the same shit that you did in the past. Think that I'm gone on that gas. Won't get a nigga like that. And you know I got the bag. So you can never make me mad, cause I'm high and I'm. Tryna get back on my dinette. I hit you with a dab and I swerve. All my niggas off in the binette. Looking like, boy, you a damn fool.
And she tells me that she missed me and she wants me back. Ain't nobody got time for that. Cause I been got you
out of my head. You know that it's gone with the wind. Tombstone, graveyard. Could've had it all at the end. If you just play your cards right. Well, maybe next time you'll get it. Cause it's the red button I'm hitting. Guess your plan just ran out of minutes. Please do not hit up my phone when that replace you. Please do not hit up my phone when you see he can't do you like I do. Please do not hit up my phone, baby, I'm not gonna chase you. Please do not hit up my phone.
Cause you gon' get the red button. Get the red button.
You gon' get the red button.
You gon' get the red button.
Quit lying,
get off my
line.
You gon' get the red button.
You gon' get the red button.
You gon' get the red button.
Quit lying, get off my.
Georgia Music Group. Ooh, let me go ahead and bring this back. I'm over here grooving. You dig, that Georgia Music Group, matter of fact, is something that's going on down there in the Georgia area, obviously. And that's basically what they do. They promote artists that are just from the Georgia area, and that is a nice little group. They're good at exposing the great music coming out of the Georgia area, whether it's ATL and abroad. Yeah, big shout out to the Georgia Music Group for keeping Monstrous Radio in tune on what's going on in the Monstrous ATL So it's unbelievable. We're bringing it back. So let's see. Okay, you talked about how your weekend was. My weekend, I have to say, like I said, I didn't experience the same things y'all did here in the States. My weather was a little bit different, but we'll get to that coming up in just a bit. Let's get into this. Who's bumping who and who's getting fat? Also known as the entertainment news. Do we have what's going on in the world in the entertainment, in the world of entertainment, and what's going on in they news? Let's get in they business for a minute.
Let's get in they business. They business. All right, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know I got some little tea for y'all. I'm about to spill some little tea. So you know Black Panther. Black Panther sinks Titanic at box office. Twitter goes full stream ahead. So, now you guys already know Titanic was.
Now hold on. We're talking about the Black Panther, the Marvel comic movie, right? Okay.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, my bad.
The Marvel comic.
Black Panther. Every time I hear Black Panther, I
power to the people.
Movement.
I know. Power to the people.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll say the movement with Black Panther. Okay. Black Panther, the Marvel comic movie. Not the movement. All right. So you guys know that Titanic, back in the day, that's when the people, you know, was going overboard on the boat. They hit the glaciers. Y'all don't know. It was the third highest ranking gross film of all time. So Black Panther has surpassed the Titanic. It is at $665 million as a domestic box office. It is now the highest grossing title at the North American box office since 2015 Star Wars The Force Awakens, and they were at Avatar. They were at a lot. We didn't bypass Avatar, but we are trying to. Black Panther has grossed $1.29 billion worldwide since its release, and people can't stop showing love for the film once news broke that Panther had passed the Titanic at the box office. The praise start coming in. And people are still going to see the Black Panther because he is going to be in the Avengers, which comes out on April 27th.
Mm-hmm.
So now they are showing the Black Panther in the movie as like a headliner to get people to come out to go see Avengers on the 27th. Yeah. So, woo woo.
Okay, that's what's up. That, you know, I'm glad you verified, because you just busted out talking about Black Panther and the Titanic and all that. I thought we was going as a movement. We was going to go into blockbusters and start destroying Titanic movies and be like, fuck Leonardo, boycott Leonardo ass. You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
Right.
And I'm saying, of course, the Black Panther ship is going to pass up the Titanic. Motherfucker, we got vibranium up on our ship. Our ship is going to freeze the hell out. But apparently, you was talking about the movie.
Yes.
Okay, my bad.
That's what's understand, but E, Monster, the movement came out of Black Panther. Like, so the solitude of staying together and going to see the movie and supporting it, the Black Panther movement came out in the Black community, it just in a different way through the movie. So I think there is a slight movement trying to go on. I just don't know if the vibranium is taking us that far. But
okay.
We try. We try.
Right. Okay. So, all right. So,
we try.
Let's see. What else do we got in the entertainment news? I ain't got nothing. I'm not gonna lie. Let's see, entertainment news. Here's some entertainment news for y'all. Do you know overseas they still listen to American music a little bit more than they listen to their own music? Yeah, they. But they listen to more of our classical type music. Like I heard a lot of Tina Turner, over there, the Commodores. I'm not saying music today is not real, but a lot of our old, real lyrical, real soulful type music. Don't get me wrong, I still heard some music in French and da-da-da, but when I would go inside, I thought they was singling me out. I'm up in there, they talking about, what love got to do with it? I'm like, y'all know y'all wasn't bumping this before I came up in here. You did. In some other stores, I'm in there, they bumping some Earth, Wind & Fire. Reason! The reason that we here! I'm like, really? Like, I'm expecting to come in here and come up with a pom-pom-pom-pom-pom-pom-pom-pom-pom-pom-pom-pom-pom-pom-pom-pom-pom. You know what I mean? I'm expecting to be something like that.
Yeah.
No, they was really bumping some serious American soulful music. So that's something for you artists and you R&B singers and all you people out there right now. If y'all trying to really, really do some classic shit where they playing y'all forever and ever, y'all might want to do some switch-ups on y'all lyrics, make it a little more soulful, a little more, you know what I mean? I'm just saying, I'm just an OG talking, but hey, it is what it is. So let's see. What else? Did you have something else? I could try to find something. You know I do.
Okay, of course, that is my thing. All right, so of course I gotta talk about the booty doo 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 my Kardashians. Yes. So Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian. No, it's about Rob. They're still fighting over the custody battle. No booty news. This is the big booty dude. So Blac Chyna isn't about to let her feather flapping fade at Six Flags give Rob Kardashian to take Dream away from her. He wants to take Dream away. So according to TMZ, Chyna and her lawyer are ready to do a battle with the Kardashians over the custody of baby Dream. Rob feels that Chyna's fit of rage is evident that she's not fit to protect their child and that her behavior puts her at risk. Now, they're talking about the fight that Blac Chyna had at Six Flags with somebody else. Chyna's lawyer, Walter Mosley, says the current custody agreement is airtight and there's no reason to alter it. In fact, he says they are ready to defend by any means necessary because now you know Blac Chyna got the money to have a good lawyer. But as the child is concerned, she is protecting her child and the judge. So, and the judge thinks so too. So, she's got an airtight case, but she is still being reckless to be as old as she is and to have the money that she does. She is being a little reckless.
Well, damn. Yeah. Hey, she got the money to fight for it, and she got another stroller, too. I'm just saying. Hello, y'all. Ain't see the video? Oh, my goodness. See, now, Blac Chyna, one of the mamas, you just be like, go ahead and try to take her kid if you want to. No, I'm not going to go over there and take her. You walk up and take that child. She got a stroller. She got all kinds of things. She's like, go on, touch him. Touch my baby. I dare you. Go ahead. You're going to take my kid? Grab him if you want to. Who's going to be the one come take him? Come take him there. Step into my circle. What? Took it? I'm just saying.
Right.
That one chick, they must have thought they you don't pick the wrong one, baby. She didn't give a damn if you was a Kardashian, if you was Special K cereal. You was not having a good morning around this beast right here. Get it? I'm not going for that. Hell, y'all not bullying me like y'all did Ray J and Bush and all them other cats. My name Blac Chyna. Shit, I get the stroking shit around this motherfucker. I'm going to stop before I get hurt 30 days.
Man.
For hyping her up.
But you better keep it 100 because most people don't think that just because they got money, they got prestige, that the blackness won't roll back up and the hood won't come back out. We just lay that aside to get you, boo. We know how to pick that back up and use it when we need to. Come if you want to. Kanye ain't black enough to deal with the Blac Chyna. I'm just saying. You better recognize who you're messing with.
My shit. Blac Chyna matters. I'm just saying, you're going to fuck around and get hurt. Blac Chyna matters. We're going to play that. We're going to play a song. We're going to come back. We got some more entertainment news for y'all. Matter of fact, I got some interviews to tell you guys about coming up next week. as well. So we're going to do a double Drake tonight. This is Nice for What, another one of his new tracks. Ladies, I think he wrote this one for you.
I don't know who motherfucking representing it here tonight.
He wrote it for me. 424-243-9649. Press 1 if he read it, if he wrote it for you.
Let's get it.
Let's go.
Louisiana shit. Murder on the beat. Something for y'all to cut up to, you know? Yeah. Everybody get your motherfucking roll on. I know shorty and she doesn't want no slow song. Had a man last year, life goes on. Haven't let the thing loose, girl, in so long. You been inside, know you like to lay low. I've been peeping what you bringing to the table. Working hard, girl, everything paid for. First, last phone bill, car, no cable. With your phone out, gotta hit them angles. With your phone out, snapping like you Fable. And you showing off, but it's alright. And you showing off, but it's alright. It's a short life. Without a follow, without a mention, you really piping up on these niggas. You gotta be nice for what to these niggas? I understand. You got 100 bands, you got a baby Benz, you got some bad friends. High school pics, you was even bad then. You ain't stressing off no lover in the past tense. You already had them. Work at 8 a.m., finish round 5. Post talk down, you don't see them outside. Yeah, they don't really be the same offline. You know dog days, you know hard times. Time for the last month. Saturday, call the girls, get them gassed up. Gotta hit the club, gotta make the ass jump. Gotta hit the club like you hit the motherfucking angles. With your phone out, snapping like you Fable. And you showing off, but it's alright. And you showing off, but it's alright. It's a short life.
These hoes, your boy.
The breakdown.
Some new Drake on a Monday night. Monstrous Monday, getting y'all ready for the week. Don't forget, you can check us out at monsterusradio.com. If you're an artist, you're trying to get your music heard, trying to build your brand up. What we do around here is called Sweat Equity. Help us help you. That means all you got to do is help promote the show, get your people to call in, request your music, and that's how you can get free spins, or you can find yourself a sponsor and get your sponsor to help get your music promoted around here. You need more information, eMonster, and send an email to monsterusradio@gmail.com and put in branding, attention, eMonster, and I'll get back to you about what you need to do. So what else we got for the entertainment news, also known as the who's bumping who and who's getting fat for this week?
All right, y'all. The FBI. You know, those are some people you don't want at your door. The IRS, the FBI, you know, the DEA. You know, I'm just saying. But the FBI raised the office of Trump's longtime lawyer, Michael Cohen. Trump calls it a disgraceful. I'll read that again.
Hold on, you said the feds.
The feds, the Federal Bureau of investigation raids the office of Trump, our president, number 67, 37, 87, 34, whatever, longtime lawyer Michael Cohen. Trump calls it disgraceful. All right. The raid happened at the Rockefeller Center's office. The president, Trump's longtime lawyer, records were seized, his business records, his emails, his documents related to the several topics, including a payment to a pornographic film actress. Mr. Trump is extra, he's angry. Responses, lashes out later on Twitter, saying this is disgraceful, this is a witch hunt, and the FBI broke into Mr. Cohen's office instead of coming in. The president also spoke with his senior military commander about a potential missile strike on Syria, called the FBI raid a disgraceful situation, an attack on our country in a true sense. He is comparing the two, to the attacks on Syria, to the attacks on him. Oh my God, this man is crazy. It is not clear how the FBI entered Mr. Cohen's office, but agents had a search warrant and typically would have presented it to the office personnel to be let in. The documents identified in the warrant date back years, according to a person being briefed on the search. Yeah.
I don't know about attack on Syria, but they're attacking his ass seriously.
I got one more thing.
Like,
hold
hey.
On. Right.
Oh, okay.
One
go
more
ahead.
Thing. The not because you guys already know that Stormy Daniels is the head of this, you know, the payment to the pornographic film actress Stephanie Clifford, who was known as Stormy Daniels, is the only one of the many topics of the investigation, according to the personal brief on the search. The FBI also sees emails, tax documents, tax documents, business records, and more. Nah, I'm done.
Okay. I mean, damn. I don't know what to say on that one. But I tell you one thing. I know what President Trump wish it was. One of these request songs right here. I bet he wish it was a Freaky Friday. I bet you wish his ass was Chris Brown right about now. Get it?
Okay.
I woke up Chris Breezy.
Right in somebody else's body.
I can dance. There's tattoos on my neck. I just FaceTime Kanye. I told him I'm his biggest fan, yeah. Yeah. Got all these hoes in my DM.
Yeah, I do.
Hold up. Holy shit, I got a kid. Oh, I can sing so well. Wonder if I can see the N-word. Wait, can I really see the my nigga, we are my nigga, you pussy ass nigga, man fuck y'all niggas, cause I'm that nigga, 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 I'm that nigga, I woke up in Chris Brown's body, so how this shit turned into Freaky Friday, but we got no choice but to turn this bitch sideways, I can't believe that it's Freaky Friday.
It's Monstrous Monday.
What the fuck? This shit is real weak. How's Dick staying perched up on his balls like that? Walking down the street and ain't nobody know my name. Whoa. Ain't no paparazzi flashing pictures, this is great. Whoa. Ain't nobody judging cause I'm black or my controversial past. I'ma go and see a movie and relax. Hey, I'm a blood, but I can finally wear blue. Cool. Why's his mama calling all the time? Leave me the fuck alone, bitch. Yeah. Wait, if I'm in Diggy Body, Breezy is who? Hold my daughter's in school. Fuck, if I was Chris Brown, where would I be? What would I do?
I woke up in Chris Brown's body. So how this shit turned into Freaky Friday. But we got no choice but to turn this bitch sideways. I can't believe that it's Freaky Friday. It's Freaky Friday. I'm in Chris Brown's body. I look at my soft dick with the light. It's my dream dick.
If I was little Diggy in my body, where would I be? I'm trying to find myself like an introspective monk.
I'm balling on the court, oh my god, I can do. Snap a flick of my junk.
My dick is trending on Twitter, fuck. Now I'm at the club, I talk my way to getting in. I look up in the VIP, my goodness, there I am. I signal to him, let me in, but he won't let me in.
I don't know who that is.
Wait, who the fuck you think he is? Took a glass bottle, shattered it on the bouncer's head. Walk up to that motherfucker.
Wait, think it through for a sec. If you heard me, then you only heard it yourself.
But wait, I love myself.
That was the key, now we switching back. I woke up in Chris Brown's body. So how this shit turned into Freaky Friday? But we got no choice but to turn this beat sideways. I can't believe that it's Freaky Friday.
Wait, what the fuck?
And now I'm in Ed Sheeran's body. It's way less cool than being Chris Brown was.
What the fuck again?
DJ Khaled, why am I yelling?
I'm Kendall Jenner, I got a vagina.
I'm gonna explore that right now. Holy shit, I got a vagina. I'm gonna learn. I'm gonna understand the inner workings of a woman.
Now, as you all know, we try to take the songs out that have that N-word in it. So I just want to say at the end of that song, to all my white friends, it's never cool to say I'm a nigga, never, never, use a nigga, fuck you, nigga, and never, never, never. Don't show ass do it because you'll get your wannabe nigga ass whooped. It's never cool. I'm just saying. Don't you fuck with riding your whip. It's part of the song. Don't do it. Don't do it, pimping. Don't do it. It is what it is. Because Lil Dicky going to get some of your ass whooped. You're right. Just skip that part. Go right past it.
Just mumble it like as if you don't know the words. You better mumble that. You better be mumble jumble. You better be mumble jumble that day.
Hey, look, if your black friends is looking at you, hold your breath on that part. It is what it is. Just
hold your breath.
You
better act like you got the hiccup. You better act like it got the hiccup.
Hey, we got some news in the entertainment news.
All right, last thing. Gucci Mane claims that he invented trap music. Gucci Mane took to Instagram on Saturday to proclaim himself the inventor of trap music. Naturally, there was quite a shock throughout the hip-hop community. Trap music is far and away the most popular and influential genre of rap music going on right now, and most of its biggest artists credit Gucci Mane for their success. When the Instagram post, Gucci Mane stated that in 2005, Trap House was the original trap record. However, T.I. wasn't going to take that statement lying down and took to Instagram today to stake his own claim as the inventor of trap music. The photo of screenshot of the Wikipedia entry by T.I.'s second album, Trap Music, clearly shows it in August 19, 2003 release date. So if we're talking purely about how hard the facts of Gucci Mane was beat by 2 years, T.I. makes bold claims that you are not the man I am. Stay in your place, young man. Trap music was created by Mizzy.
Okay, I'm assuming you are done there for a moment.
I am done. That is all.
Okay. So what is actually trap music? I mean, let's keep it 100. What is obviously Gucci Mane lost? But, I mean, what is trap music? Trap music to me ain't nothing but gangster rap, and y'all just claimed it as something else in another region. The only thing I could say you could try to decipher is you could say, okay, trap music probably would be maybe more drug dealer type compared to gangster rap would be more like I'll beat your ass, shoot them up. Maybe, okay, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to decipher the two. Okay, we'll say... N.W.A. was gangster rap, right? Would you say that?
Right.
So T.I. and them, they was, okay, so they got trapped. So maybe that's drug reference music, right? Okay, we'll just say it is drug reference music, the trap, drug reference. Master P still got y'all beat with that ice cream man. He wasn't talking about actual ice cream, motherfucker. Y'all wow. better still do y'all research. Master P had an ice cream album out. When he busted out, he was not talking about ice cream, player. That trap, my bag. I'm from the North.
True.
I need to settle my little ass down somewhere. You dig? My bag. OG, speaking up. It is what it is.
No, that's quite right. That's quite right. But then you got to go back to maybe some Slick Rick stuff. Let's go back in the day. Who else wasn't talking about stuff? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Right. I see. We're talking about some gangster stuff way back.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
What? That was for all them. You know what I mean?
That was for all them. Right. So,
we got to define what.
Maybe that was your album was claiming, you know, that you put it on your album, but doesn't mean that you invented trap music. So, I guess, like you said, what is the definition of trap music? You know, because the beats y'all took from us, so the sound y'all took from us. So, what do we... Only thing that y'all didn't take was the word.
Mm. And now you're talking about when you say that, mean like old school samples and things like
yes.
that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Right. Okay. So yeah, I guess that's the first thing. They got to define what is trap rap. And I mean, why is it today? Why does everybody got to be the number one anyway? Why can't we all just be doing our motherfucking thing? You know? Don't get me twisted. I'm not saying that there shouldn't be a level of greatness to obtain. I'm not saying that, but I mean, why does it always got to be, it always seems to be us in the hip-hop industry, we seem to be fighting over petty shit. Like, who's the number one? Who invented Trevor? You don't see the motherfuckers up there, I invented Iron Davis. I invented Saul. I invented the hi-hat snare. You know what I mean? Why are we fighting over this little shit? We should be worried about the content that our children or the people of the youth, the people are picking up and running with. Because there was a conversation I had last night with actually a DJ, and we were talking about how the scene here in Minnesota, when it comes to hip-hop being, you get hip-hop concerts and performances. There's clubs out there now that don't even want to let you do an open mic if you got hip-hop. Get it? That was part of the whole hip hop thing with open mic. They talking about they not trying to do that no more. You know what I mean? Why? Why? I mean, why? That's something that we got to talk about. I think one of the reasons is us as DJs. We got to take responsibility. Some of y'all DJs, let's keep it real. Y'all playing Nuck and You Book. Nuck and You Book. Y'all playing, don't get me wrong, great song. Y'all play a couple other ones, but after you play 5 or 6 songs and Nook and You Book and Nook and da 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 da, motherfuckers is ready to tear the club up. Y'all, that's the DJ, bruh. We gotta know. We're setting the tempo. It's about to go down. You can feel the heat. The room is filling up. You can feel the vibration. It's getting thick. Y'all think it's vibing. No, it's about to tear up. Bring that shit down. Spend something for the ladies. Move that shit out a little bit. You know what I mean? These are things we gonna talk about throughout the week. Why are people starting to go to events? Who's responsible? Is it the promoter? Is it the DJ? Is it the people that show up? Is it people that come out that can't have a drink and just chill, have a good night, and be like, I'm not going to be on that bullshit tonight. I'll save it for another day when I catch your ass in the street somewhere else because we need our night scene because I'm tired of motherfucking just not being able to go out and kick it like everybody else. Sorry, y'all, don't hit a nerve. But yeah, that's some other things we're going to talk about throughout the week right here at Monsters Radio Live. Don't forget, tomorrow's Takeover Tuesday, where you can call in and talk about what you want to talk about. You can build your brand, whatever it is. You can take over the radio right here monstrously. So that's Tuesday night. And coming up next Tuesday, I got a big interview for you guys coming up with, let's see, it's pretty much already locked in, but I don't want to do anything until I drop the flyer. That one... something real nice. When I talk about the soulful and the music and the lyric play, y'all gonna love this. It should drop by in the morning. But yeah, it's something coming up. Ooh, it's on the tip of my tongue. I just want to bite the tip off and just give it to y'all. But I probably should wait. So stick with us. Y'all gonna find some more stuff coming up. But before, let's see, we get into all that other stuff before we get to close to the end of the show. I think that was all of our entertainment news, right, for tonight?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Was there anything else you want to put out there? Maybe went on over the weekend or something coming up this week that the people need to know about?
Yes, it's Miss Unbelievable's birthday. I take gifts all month long. Birthday is on Saturday, April 14th, Aries Nation. So, Monsters Radio, put in at gmail.com. Just put in Miss Unbelievable's birthday and what you want to give me. Hey, and if you guys want to know my, I have the money thing, you know, on Facebook, you know, whatever, on whatever that one little money thing is, I can put that up on Facebook and the Monsters page, and you guys can shoot me some money, and I'll just take it on. Yes, that is what's going down. April 14th, Miss Unbelievable birthday. Yes. Yeah. That's a marvelous event. That's a marvelous event. Yes, marvelous.
Okay. I guess. And on that note, because I know you're one of the people that party the whole month. It's not my birthday. It's my birthday whole month. It is what it is. So I guess on our way up out of here, we're going to do it for your birthday. Just a little something. Look like Tank, Chris Brown, Shia, and Sage and the Gemini. They got a birthday song for you. You want to hear it?
Yes, I do.
Look, she said, yes, I do. Absolutely.
Yes,
maybe
I do.
What it is.
Absolutely.
Come on, guys. I'm DJ T-Monster. This is Miss Unbelievable. It is Monsters Monday. Tune in tomorrow. But for now, we're going to celebrate her birthday. Come on, y'all. Stand up. Put your drinks out. Put your snaps out. Knock with her.
Girl, it's your
unbelievable.
Birthday. In here. Tonight. Girl, it's your birthday.
Birthday.
In here. Tonight. Give it to me.
Go. Shawty, it's your P-Day. You and your girls taking shots like a relay. I know y'all only come around when the bottle's out. Shit, I only come around when the model's out. So what's your sign, baby? You a Cancer, a Gemini, baby. You a freak, do you do it for the vibe, baby? I'm just trying to figure out if we can vibe, baby.
I need money. I don't want to waste no time. I just want to help you celebrate. Cause I don't mean to make you every day. Blow them candles out and get down to the cake. I don't want to waste no time. Baby girl, I know this what you like. Get it in the air, we can take flight. It's a special day, it's only right, girl.
I do all the things you wanna do, huh?
We should let you loose, huh?
Strip you down to your birthday suit, huh?
Ooh, oh. Since you walked through the door, it's been like,
ooh, oh.
Let me show you what it's for, cause I'm
if you all I got and won't look back.
I want it back.
What I do.
Yeah,
I feel like your man knowing your future. He know if he leave you alone, I'ma seduce you. Walk around talking about karma is a bitch, but if I ever say karma, I'ma end it with the sutra. Happy birthday, yeah, we gon' get along. Here's a bag of nothing, gon' put it on. What about your ex? You ain't finna check your phone. She respond like, who? I'm like, shit, Mike Jones. All the models out, spend a check and bring the bottles out. Pass them out. What shot you on? Count it out. Wildin' out like Nick Cannon and NY. And we gon' get it right, cause
it's your birthday.
Birthday
in here.
In here.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Girl, it's your birthday.
Birthday
in here.
In here.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Birthday. I need to see ID. You can be lying and shit. Like, popping bottles and buying all this shit. Ain't really your, I'm not talking about it's your birthday month. I'm talking about it's your birthday in here tonight. You bullshit. Turn up. That all be money.
Have your birthday Monday through Friday right here on Monsters Radio, live, Rock Talk Radio.